Paris. France has struck a landmark agreement with New Caledonia to establish a new constitutional status for the Pacific Territory, marking a potential turning point in decades of tension over independence. The accord, described as historic by French President Emmanuel Macron, will see New Caledonia remain a part of France but become a distinct state of New Caledonia within the Republic. Announced after 10 days of high-stakes negotiations near Paris, the agreement aims to end the long-standing deadlock between pro-independence Kanak groups and loyalists to France. The talks involved New Caledonian political representatives, civil society leaders, and French officials, and culminated in a 13-page framework agreement designed to secure peace and redefine the territory's status. The agreement envisions a new, New Caledonian nationality, which can be held alongside French nationality. This unique status will be formally recognized in the French Constitution and, potentially, by other sovereign states. The deal also introduces a key electoral reform. Only those who have resided in New Caledonia for at least 10 years will be allowed to vote in local elections, which is a critical demand of the indigenous Kanak community. This provision aims to address Kanak concerns following Paris's controversial 2024 proposal to expand voting rights to long-term non-indigenous residents. That move sparked weeks of violent unrest in May 2024, which claimed 14 lives and caused an estimated €2 billion, $2.3 billion, in economic damage, slashing 10% off the territory's GDP. The agreement outlines plans for a robust economic and financial recovery pact, including revitalization of New Caledonia's nickel industry, which is central to the island's economy. French Overseas Minister Manuel Valls described the agreement as an intelligent compromise that respects the aspirations of New Caledonians while maintaining France's role as a unifying framework. French Prime Minister François Bayrou echoed those sentiments, calling the deal of historic dimensions and a chance to restore both stability and prosperity to the territory. Though historic, the accord is not yet final. It must be approved by both chambers of the French Parliament in a joint session later this year. A referendum in New Caledonia is expected to follow in 2026 to ratify the constitutional changes. New Caledonia, home to approximately 270,000 people and located nearly 17,000 kilometers from Paris, has been under French control since the mid-19th century. Despite three referendums held between 2018 and 2021, each rejecting independence, the pro-independence movement, led by the Kanak people, remains strong and influential. The 2021 referendum was boycotted by pro-independence groups due to the disproportionate impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on the Kanak community, further fueling political deadlock.